A study which charts the health and well-being of the residents of Talla in West Dublin over a 23-year period shows an improvement in physical fitness and educational achievement. The study, carried out by Trinity College Dublin and the HSE, also shows a drop in smoking rates and an increase in the proportion of students progressing to third level. However, nearly 70% of residents experienced stress in the past year, with financial strain cited as a growing source of anxiety. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke to locals and experts to find out the impact these are having on people's lives.
I just think people are just wanting to genuinely look after themselves a little bit better. It's worth living, isn't it? Like, so.
People in Jobstown and Talla have been reflecting on how changes in health and well-being have impacted their lives over the last 23 years.
Everyone goes to the gym. My kids go to the gym. Like, I think people want to look after their health.
Are more people ambitious to go to third level education? Would you like your kids to go to third level?
They will be, yeah. They're going to be moving to Scotland as soon as they're finished school. They don't want to do it here. They want to kind of travel. They've got that travel bug in them. They'll get a good education anyways and get out of here.
A lot of women are working now. Do you know what I mean? You normally see them out with their prams and the kids. But a lot of women are working now, and it's a good thing. You know, there's a lot of people out there getting a lot of education, and education is everything.
We should have a better standard of living, so that generally leads to good health outcomes. I went back to college when I was 56.
To study what?
Community development and youth work.
And so, dealing with youth in the community, do you feel they have a better opportunity now than 20 years ago?
Well, they even know about the opportunities, which we didn't know years ago. Just talk about opening doors. We didn't even know there was doors.
For many, education is the big improvement, with an almost fivefold increase in the number of students progressing to third level. Principal of St Aidan's Community School in Brookfield, Kevin Shortall, explains how the perception of third level education has shifted over time.
We would see in recent years especially a huge increase in numbers going to third level. There's a trend, and I think we're only at the threshold of where the numbers are going to go. Just talking to students, the kind of ambitions they have, that old idea of certain demographics that would have gone to third level and certain demographics that wouldn't traditionally is gone. Those dispositional barriers that, you know, people from here don't go to college, that's largely gone now. What I would notice now is it's becoming more the norm and more widespread than before. I mean, I grew up in Talla and I would have been probably in the minority going to university when I went. Whereas nowadays, it's probably the majority of people have an ambition to go to college or university, and at least half or more go, depending on year to year, but it is growing all the time.
But it's not just an improvement in educational outcomes, with more than double the number of people engaging in strenuous activity and less than half the number of smokers in that 23-year period.
We're seeing healthier lifestyles being taken up.
Talla-based GP and assistant professor in public health and primary care at Trinity College Dublin, Dr. Darragh O'Keara, explains how these changes have impacted on people's health outcomes.
Reduced smoking rates, more kind of physical activity as well. What we're also seeing is around what we call the social determinants of health. So these are the conditions that we, you know, live and work and grow up in. And we're seeing improvements in terms of educational gains and housing stability as well. So these social determinants are also extremely important when it comes to people's health outcomes. So we're seeing improvements there.
But it's not all positives. With a rise in mental health issues reported by people surveyed in the area, and this woman back in Jobstown explains the reasons why.
There's a lot of mental health problems in Talla, especially with the young people. There's not enough for them to do. They don't seem to have the motivation that they had. They are trying their best to get all the young people in to do sports, but it's really hard. The cost of living and housing crisis, it's just so hard. I don't think Talla has improved greatly.
So what kind of resources are now needed to combat these issues? Dr. O'Keara again.
What we're seeing coming through are still challenges in terms of mental health, in particular, you know, high levels of stress being reported. And then we've continued investment to make in terms of access to healthcare, particularly in the community setting as well. So it's close to people's homes. It's convenient for them. And we also need to keep the pressure on in terms of investing in housing and good quality housing, because that is so fundamental to maintaining people's health.
You were listening to Joe Caulfield reporting there from Talla.